where he talked her into it. We're talking about a mafata. If you talk her into it, you also have to pay kanas. But in such a case, you're not called a redif, you have no right to kill him. Better. That true, he's an attacker, but he doesn't have a chi of misa, because was able to stop him, echad miyavorov, he could break his arm. That's the way he could have stopped him. So therefore, there was never a heta to kill him. So therefore, now, since he's going on to break up Sulim, for that he's chayiv kenas. We'll stop
here.
Yeah. Sure, sure. You hold nafayim dalit amid aleph all the way on top. Again, in the middle of the shayla, if you hold there's a klal of roidev, then what does the Mishnah Ksuba say that el narash eshlam kenas, if you live with your sister, so you have to pay a kenas. Because when you live with you, when you're roidev for your sister, somebody can kill you. So you chayiv misa. If you chayiv misa, you're potter from paying money. So Abayom Abaye says, the case is, v'yocho lihatzel v'yachas nevorv. V'yachad nevorv. Talking about when the brother was attacking his sister, but it was possible to save him by just breaking his arm. You do not have to kill him. And therefore, it's not considered his chayiv misa. Therefore, he has to pay kenas. This is the first time the Gemara brings down this svara of yocho lihatzel v'yachad nevorv. And I was so good least. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yonatan ben Shirley. It goes to call Rabbi Yonatan ben Shirley. At the time, he went on like this. We had the Gemara before, but not now. It's Sugya. That Rabbi Yonatan ben Shirley, no. Raidif, show you Raidif Akachaveru Lahorgon. If Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, he has his gun, he's going to kill him. But the Yacholi Hatzila B'yachin Mevorov, he could be saved by one of his Evorim, means you do not have to kill him. He could just break his arm. So interesting. Rashi says v'yochol ha-nirdaf oy haroyo lihatzav yechid mevor, that the nirdaf himself, even Shimon, that's being attacked, if Shimon could just break his arm and not kill him, Shimon, the nirdaf, has no right to kill him. This is Rashi Shita. There's a famous Magid Mishnah that wants to know that. The Magid Mishnah wants to say that the nirdaf himself, Shimon, that's being attacked, he's too tablunjit, like he's too fatumult. He doesn't know what he's doing. He could go and kill him no matter what, even though maybe he could just break his arm, but he's so scared he has the right to kill him. This halach is only by somebody else, a third party. A third person that's seeing what's happening, he's not so he has Yishev Adas, he should see that if it's possible just to break his arm, you're not allowed to kill him. But the near death you're allowed to. Rashi's mashmah, that Rashi's clearly, even the near death also, he has no right to kill him if he could stop him. That's the case over here. But like, so he holds like this. And he did not just break his arm, but instead he went to kill him. We killed the murderer now. My time of Reb Yonatan then show what's his reasoning. The apostle says like this. When two men are fighting one another, and the case is there that the Isha Hara, pregnant lady, comes in, and one man punches her. So the Pasuk says it depends. If you kill her, so you chayiv misa. If you do not kill her, you only ruin the baby, then you have to pay money. So v'yomer Reb Elazar, the mitzvah shebemisa kosim edaber. We're talking about over here that when Reuven is fighting with Shimon, Reuven has intentions to kill Shimon. He's really punching him hard. He hasn't dared to kill him. And still, if you don't kill him, you kill the pregnant lady, you chayiv misa for that. Because that's called miskavin, that's called you have kavanah to kill. Because the Pasuk says, v'yemoson yia, if the pregnant lady, if you kill her, v'notzata nefesh takas nefesh, the Pasuk says, we take away your soul. So we see we're talking about where Reuven had intentions to kill Shimon. Like Rashi says, shu miskavin lahorag es chaveroi. And just by mistake, instead of killing your friend, you kill the pregnant lady. And still the Pasuk says, Yechayiv Misa. V'yafilu hochi, even so, Omer Achmona, what does the Pasuk say? V'loyiyosan, let's say the lady is not killed, nothing happens to her, only she loses her baby, is onish yonish. You have to pay the money, the value of the navel of the baby. So, V'amri, if you tell me now, V'shlei me'yochol hatzul b'yechid me'voru, and the question is here, when this man punches a pregnant lady, why do you say he has to pay the money of the Vlad? He's a raider. He's running after to kill her. So therefore, whoever is there has a right to kill him. So it's like he has a chiyuv misa upon himself.
So the person has a chiv misa, we do not put a chiv of money. So what does the pasuk say? He has to pay the money, the value of the vlad. So this is his proof. So bishleim, if you're going to tell me that there's a klal of yochel lihatzum biyechad nevar, if the lady or somebody else standing there could have stopped Reuven by just breaking his arm, therefore loinitin lihatzilu benavshoy, nobody has the right to kill Reuven. Therefore, Reuven is not considered like he has a chiyuv misa upon him. So hainu de mishkachos lo, that's how you find the case, the yonish, that now that Reuven just ruined the baby, he has to pay the money of the baby. In the case when Reuven was punching, it was possible to stop Reuven just by breaking his arm. Therefore, now that he punched a pregnant lady and made the baby come out, he has to pay the value of the baby. Eli, you're going to tell me that even in the case of Yochel Ihatzob Yechem Evorif, no. Once we see this Reuven is going to kill somebody, even though we could stop Reuven by just breaking his arm, you tell me no, still is considered a Reidev, that Nami Nitzan Latila Benavshoi, still whoever is there or the Nirdov has a right to kill him. If so, Heichi Mishkachas Lo Diyonish, how is it possible that he is punished to pay money, L'churi has a Chiv Misra on him, and that's the Klal of Kom Lev D'Rab Minei. This is the proof to Rabbi Yenison Ben Shul. Mer says, no, maybe there's no proof. Dilma Shani Hochi, maybe over here. Again, what's going on here? He wants to kill his friend, and the pregnant lady comes in to stop, and by mistake he punches her. So maybe over here it's different. The Misa was there, the Tashtuman was there. It could be considered like he has the Chiyuv Misa. He's going to kill his friend, so therefore whoever is around has the right to stop him and even kill him. Maybe even if you could stop him by breaking his arm, you have a right to kill him. So what's the question? If the person has a chiyuv misa, how do we make him pay money to the Baal Isha? The answer is, Shani Hoka, the misa was there, but Tashumim was there. You had this story before in Daf Tes, that you chayiv misa because you want to kill your friend. Who do you have to pay the money to? To the Baal Isha, to the husband of the lady. He's called, he owns the baby. So since you have to pay to two different people, maybe here we do not say, come lay b'rab minei. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. No, there's no difference. Still, we say here, come lay b'rab minei. And I'll bring you proof. The Yomar Rav, because Rav says like this, Roy Dave show you Roy this achachavei Roy, if Reuven is running after Shimon to kill Shimon, and the Shibreth like Kalim, and while Reuven was running, he broke Kalim, then show near them. Whether he broke Shimon's kalim, Bain Shekoladim, no matter whose kalim, this Roidif, this Reuven that's running after to kill Shimon, he had to pick up somebody's vase and threw it on his head and broke the vase, even if somebody else is potter. He's potter from paying back. My time, L'churiza Mazik, why is he potter? Mitzchayev ben Avshayu, the Torah says, since he's a Roidif right now, Reuven is running after to kill Shimon, whoever is around could kill Reuven, so it's considered Reuven has a Chiv Misa. Now, we'll soon see, he's still his potter. So the question is, why is he potter? He's chayiv misa because he wants to kill this Shimon. And l'churi, he broke somebody else's kalim. So he's chayiv to pay money back to Yehuda. So why do I say, come lev d'rab minei, that he chiyuvim are the two different people? This Reuven that's running to kill Shimon, l'churi is only chayiv misa like the Shimon. And if he breaks now Yehuda's kalim, he should be chayiv money to pay to somebody else. Still it says here, you're potter. So you see, you do not say the svara of Misa Lazer, Mama Lazer. The same thing, the Nirdaf. Shimon, that's being attacked, Sheshibaret HaKalim. If he breaks Kalim, Shel Roidus. If he breaks Reuven's Kalim, Potter. We'll soon see why. But Shokoladim, if the Nirdaf, the one that's being attacked, if he tries to protect himself with somebody else's vase and throws at him and breaks it, Chayiv, he's a Mazik. He has no right to be Mazik somebody else's Kalim to protect himself. So, You're right. He has the right to what he's got to pay that. You're right. Chai. Now, shall Raidev Potter, why if the Nirdaf breaks the Raidev's Kalim Ti Potter, shall I hey mamaynoi a chaviv olav migufoi? That just like the Nirdaf has the right to kill the Raidev, if you could kill Reuven's a soul, so for sure you could break his Kalim. Like his body is worth more than his Kalim. So if the Torah gives you a right to self-defense, to kill him, of course you're allowed to break his Kalim. But shall kolodom, if the Nirdaf takes somebody else's vase to protect himself with it, then chayiv. Why? Shemasal atzma the moment chaveroi. You're protecting yourself with somebody else's money, and you chayiv to pay back. You're right. You're allowed to do it. Just you have to be romantic. You have to pay back the money. Now v'roidif, shoyeroidif, acha roidif leatziloi. Reuven was running after to protect Shimon. He was trying to kill the Raidik. For Raidik, show you Raidik after Raidik. That Yehuda saw the way Reuven was trying to kill Shimon. So Yehuda now went to try and kill Reuven. So another third person is trying to save, trying to kill the Raidik. So after Raidik, Lahat Silai, the Shibras of Kalim, this third person now, he had to break somebody's Kalim. Dain show Raidik, whether he had to break Reuven's Kalim. Dain show Nirdif, whether he had to break Shimon's Kalim. Dain show Koladim, no matter whose Kalim he had to take to protect the Nirdif, to kill the Raidik, Potter. He's Potter, no matter what he does. Why? But Leimin Adinu, it's not really Mikir Adin. Because Mikir Adin, we say, even though you're trying to save yourself with somebody else's Kalim, you have to pay for it. But here it's a special takana. Shimiyat Kain, if you're not going to say like this, that a person that's going to save somebody, if he breaks Kalim, if he's not going to be Potter, if so, Nimsein Lechol Kolodim Shemat Lesaverim Miyat HaRaidah. People will stop going to save people. Like, if they're going to have to pay for the damage they do, it's not worth it to save somebody's life. Therefore, the Rabban had to make a takana that if your purpose now is to save the Nirdif's life by going to kill the Raidah, you have a right to kill him no matter how. Even if it means taking somebody else's vase and killing him with it, you'll be Potter. But I call upon him, what bring a proof here is, you see at least by Raidik that you do not say this svara of Mama Lazer or Misa Lazer. Rav says this Raidik, if he breaks somebody else's Kalim, still he's Potter, because he has a Chi of Misa. So at least here we see we do not say this svara of Mama Lazer or Misa Lazer. Now the question is, on the Gemara and Daf test you have, we did say this svara. There the Gemara came out, we said this svara, that if you Chi of Misa because of one person, because of one Chet, and you chayiv misa because of another chet, that you are chayiv. So we say, mama lezeh, misa lezeh, is mechayiv you. And here the Gemara says, you're potter. So the Ran speaks out and says, it could be it's only a svar of a reidif here. The svar of a reidif is, when you're going to kill Shimon, the pshat is now, who has the right to kill you? Who are you chayiv misa to? You're not only chayiv misa to Shimon, the one you're going to attack. Since the whole world has the right to kill you, it's considered you chayiv misa to the whole world. So therefore, if you go and break somebody else's kalim, you're potter, because that person also had a right to kill you. So since that person had a right to kill you, it's considered like yechayiv misa to him, and therefore if you break his kalim, you're potter. So the more misa say, shani hoki, the Ran learns, like, raidif is different. Only by raidif, if you're running here to kill somebody else, then no matter whose kalim you break, you're potter. Because it's considered like yechayiv misa to the whole world. The whole world has the right to come and protect you. Right. So here we say, you come live the Rav Minei. Now the Mishnah says, Avol Raidif Acha Behema, if you're running after a Behema, if Reuven's running after live with a Behema, and we want to stop him and we can't, we have no right to kill him. Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, for Oved Avodas Kechovim, Nitin Le'atila Benavshi. He argues in our Mishnah and holds, if a Jew is going to worship Avodah Zarah, we have to try and stop him, and if the only way we could do this is by killing him, we have a right to kill him. How does he know it? Mikal v'chayim, he makes the kal v'chayim. Umah pagam hedjit. Nitin le'atila b'nafshoi, if a man is living with a nara marosa. Because of her pagam, not to ruin her body, not to break up psulim. The Torah says, you let her kill the attacker. If so, pagam gevoya l'kol shekhen. If we see a Jew that wants to go worship Avodah Zarah, that's a pagam to Hashem, it's a kal v'chayim, we have a right to kill him. The first question, very good, it's a good kal v'chayim, but there's a klal, the chayin shem and adin, do you have a right to give misa because of the kal v'chayim? It's only a svara. A svara, you can't give somebody a punishment. Tomorrow says, yes, that's the machlokes here, that kosova, Reb Shimon ben Yochai's cheater is, he holds, chayin shem and adin, yes, with the kal v'chayim, he holds, you're allowed to give a punishment. Could be that's why our Mishnah argues. How Mishnah goes, la'locha, we hold chayin shem and adin. But the Shimon ben Yochai holds, you give a einish with the kal v'chayim. Tiny we learn. Rabbi Lozda, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, his son, Rabbi Lozda says, that ha-machal lef a Shabbos. He takes a step further. If you see a Jew be machal a Shabbos and you can't stop him, the only way is by killing him. Nitein le'atila b'nafsho, you have a right to kill him. Why? Savalo ki avu, he owes like his father, the Yomar, Einshim and Adin, that you couldn't make a kal v'chayim to give misa. And therefore, v'yasiyo Shabbos, v'chilol, chilol me'avaz k'chovim. Because he yells like his father, that if you worship Avodah Zarah, that's the kal v'chaymer, that you could be killed. And how did you know chilul Shabbos? That he has a hekesh for. He learns out chilul, it says chilul by Avodah Zarah, and it says the word chilul by Shabbos, so it makes the hekesh. Just like to stop a verse kachovim, you have a right to kill him. The same thing to stop somebody from being mechal Shabbos, you even have a right to kill him. Right. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. This is a famous gemara. Now, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Hashem Ben Yosadik. Nimno v'gomro ba'aliyas beis nitzas. The chachamim were upstairs in the attic in this person's house. Beis nitzas, the Lord living in Lud, and they came out with a statement like this: Kol averus shabbat Torah, all averus of the Torah. Im oimrim, if a guy or a Jew would say to you, Im oimrim liyodim, avor, do this avera, go be mechal Shabbos. The Yal Torah, I won't kill you. If you be mechal Shabbos, I won't kill you. So locher is yavor, you have a right to do the chilul Shabbos. Be al yehorig. Do not be killed. And Rashi says, the pasuk says, v'chai bohem, we want you to stay alive, v'loy shiyamas bohem. Mitzvahs were given to stay alive and not to be killed. You do not have to be killed because they're forcing you to do an avera. Chutz, excluding the three famous averas, mi'avodes kechovim, to tell you to worship over the Zorah, v'gilu aroyis, live with an erva, or shvich azom, to kill somebody else. Now how do we know this? V'avodes kechovim, for the more avodes kechovim loy, is it true what you're saying? That avodes kechovim, you have to be killed and not do the avera. Is that true? V'atani, we learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yishmoel, minayin, how do I know? Shim omru loy liyodim, if a goyim tells a Jew, Avor Avodas Kechovim, I want you to go worship the Avodah Zarah, the Al Torah, and then I will not kill you. Minayin sheyavoid the Al Yehorig. Rabbi Shmuel holds you're allowed to worship the Avodah Zarah and not be killed. How do I know this? Talmud Loim Hidash, and the pasuk says for Chaybohem that mitzvahs were given to stay alive, and now the Rabbi live with mitzvahs for Loi Shiyomethem and not to be killed because of a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah that tells you you have to be killed. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So how could they say the opposite? Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afil b'fahesia, maybe even if they tell you to be mechalal, worship Avodah Zarah b'fahesia openly, also you have to, you're allowed to do it? Here, no. Tamloima b'fahesia, in front of 10 Jews, here it says, no, Tamloima, b'loi sechal u'ashem kodeshi. You're not allowed to be mechalal Hashem, but rather, v'nei kodashti, you have to make a kiddush Hashem. That means, like with Mar Rasul Sirem Abayz, in front of 10 Jews, there the Allah Harid is supposed to be Moshe Nefesh. That's called the Kiddush Hashem. If you give up your life in front of 10 Jews, the Fahesia, that says the Pesach V'nikdashti, make the Kiddush Hashem and do not do the Averim. But Fitzina, not in front of 10 Jews, he holds even by these Gimel Averis, you have a right to do the Averim, the Pesach says the Chaybehem. So the Marines is true, but V'yinu, the other Chachomim, that's where we pass on Alocha, that they came out with the Pesach, that these three Averis, he's supposed to be Nerag and not do the Averim. They hold the Yom HaKreb Loza. They hold like Reb Loza. The Tanya will learn like this. Reb Loza Reiner. The Pesach says, V'yahavta eis Hashem alakecho, v'chol levo v'chol v'chol nashcho v'chol miyodecho. So, this is a side tangent we go off to explain. Why does it say both modecho and v'chol levo v'chol nashcho? In Nema v'chol nashcho, it says you have to give up your soul for the love of Hashem. So, loma nema v'chol miyodecho, why does it have to say give up all your money? V'chur pshita. And if you want to come out of that, it says to give up all your money for Hashem. What does it say? Give up your life, your soul. So it says like it's like this. There are different types of people. If you have a person, a normal person, his life is more valuable to his money. So such a person that his life is more valuable than his money, therefore the Pesach says there is a chiyuv at a certain time that you have to give up your soul, your life for Hashem. Now, how do we know that this is going on Avodah Zarah? The Chur says, V'yahavti, you should love Hashem. Maybe it goes in any one of the Tanyag mitzvahs. He has to love Hashem so much, is that even though the Goyim are telling you to do the Avera, maybe you have to give up your soul. So then the Ran explains that V'yahavta, there's a stira. There is a pasuk that says, V'chai v'hem, you're allowed to stay alive and do not be killed because of the mitzvahs. Now there's a pasuk, V'yahavta, he's dashing, V'chol nashcho, means to give up your soul. So it's a svara, you have to take the biggest avera, that's the biggest opposite of Yahavta Hashem Lekecha. What's the biggest opposite of Yahavta Hashem Lekecha? That's Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it's a svara, it's only going on Avodah Zarah. This pasuk is teaching us you have to love Hashem, and it means to give up your soul for the biggest opposite of Avodah Hashem, which would mean worship Avodah Zarah. So the guy tells you to worship Avodah Zarah or I'll kill you, you're blessed old, you have to let yourself be killed. So it says, V'chol Nashecha. And it also says, B'chol Medecha. What do I need to put on B'chol Medecha for? Because if there are some people, Then Yesh Lech Adam, Shem Amoynoi, Chavav Olam Migufoi, some people, their money is more valuable than their own soul. They'll do anything to keep their money. They don't care about their soul. And so if you have such a person, therefore the prophet says, even for such a person also, he has to give up all his money not to worship Avodah Zarah. Allah has brought down giving up your money, no matter any Avera it is. If they're forcing you to do the Avera, and you could get away by giving up all the money you have, you're mechayev to give up all your money. You just do not have to give up your life. Your life you do not have to give up only for these three Averas. Okay, so far we have Averas Chovim. Now, how do we know the other two? Gilui Arayos, the Shvichas Dam, how do I know? Because really the story is v'chai bohem. The Torah says, no, mitzvahs were given to live and not to be killed. So how do I know by the Avera of Gilui Arayos and Shvichas Damim that you're supposed to be killed and not do the Avera? Kill Rebbe, like Rebbe. The time you learn Rebbe Yom, Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, by Nara Marosa, if a man attacks a Nara Marosa, it says, Ki kasha yokam isho yeyu urtsochai, not nefesh, kena davras there. Just like you kill somebody, that's the same way now that you're attacking and living with an Nara Marosa. So what does one have to do with the other? What are we learning out from it says to the Pasha of Nara Marosa? Meyata reza bolil mevinim salamad. We learn out and learn both ways. We learn both pashas, one from the other. That means makish rotzeach naramarosa. We learn out rotzeach from the pasha of naramarosa. Mar naramarosa, just like by naramarosa, somebody's attacking her. The pasuk says v'ye matzula that we dash in nitin le'atilu benashoi. If somebody is around that could stop the attacker, even if it means to kill him, you have a right to kill him before he makes the pagam in this poor girl, him, this naramarosa. So after a set the same way, if Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, he's a roidev. He will learn out nitzul atzilu benafshoi. There's a heter, whoever's around, it could be a chiyev, that you have to save the nirdaf, even if it means to kill the roidev. That's one limit. Now also, secondly, omakish narim arosla roseach. We learn out the pasha of narim arosla when you're attacking the girl from the case of roseach. With a what? Mar roseach, just like if you're going to kill somebody. The cloud, the svaris will soon see. Yehorik, the Al Yavor, you're supposed to be killed and not kill the other person. If a guy or somebody comes to you and says, listen, I want you to kill this Jew, and if you don't kill him, I'll kill you. The law is you have no right to kill him. You can't kill him, you have to let the guy kill you. Is therefore, Af Namarosa, the same halakh applies by Namarosa. That's Yehorik, the Al Tavor. The guy tells you, either live with this Arayis, live with her, or else we'll kill you. You have to let yourself be killed and then not do the Avera. Now, why? That's the Hekish. Now, you're telling me the Svara starts off by Ratzeach. Ratzeach gufa minolan. How do I know this by Ratzeach? If a guy says, either you kill Reuven, or else we'll kill you, that you have no right to kill Reuven. How do I know this? The Gemara says, Kashr is, the Pasuk says, v'chayv him. You're allowed to stay alive. So if the only way you could stay alive is by killing him, you should be allowed to kill him. How do I know you're not allowed to? The Gemara says, Svaru, this is a Svaru, a reasoning. Why? So Yehuda was a person, the Yosla Kami, the Rabbi, came in front of Rabbi. The Yomalani, he asked Rabbi like this, listen, Omali Mara Duroi, the governor of the town came to me and he said, Zil Katli Lepalni, he wants me to kill my friend Shimon. And he tells me, Vi Loi Katli Loch, and if you do not kill him, I'll kill you. That's what the governor told me, what should I do? Is Omalai, so Rabbi said back to him, Lik the Loch, let yourself be killed. For loy sikto, and you have no right to kill your friend. Why? The svar is mi yema. Who's going to say the dama di doch sum katfei? Who's going to say your blood is more redder, is better in the eyes of Hashem than your friend's blood? Dilma maybe dama di who gavra sum katfei. Maybe his blood is more redder than yours. You don't know whose blood is more redder in the eyes of Hashem. Therefore, you have no right to kill somebody else. Which lot achrenim asked the question. Now, what is the Gemara saying? Like there's a Gemara in hurry is to say, let's say you find somebody's Aveda in the street. You find an Amoritz's Aveda, you find a Talmud Chacham. You find your father, you find your Rebbe's. There's a whole Seder, who's more Chasher than the other one? Your Rebbe comes first, then comes your father, then comes the Talmud Chacham. There's a whole Seder, who is more Chasher one over the other? So how could we say here, how do I know whose blood is redder? Like let's say the other guy's mamish a bum, the guy's mamish a terrible person, and this guy's a God Lador. So the governor says to the God Lador, either you kill him or we'll kill you. So the Gemara says, the Svar, you have no right to kill him, because maybe that guy's blood is redder than yours. Like, how could you say that? Well, we see is this guy's a tzaddik, this guy's a Rosha, so we know which one is redder. Okay, he could get away and say, still, in the eyes of Hashem, we don't know. Maybe Hashem has his reasoning that for some reason this person's life is more valuable than his. That's one way out. But Rashi really says the pshat is, even though the Gemara in Hurri says, if you're going to save two people, not to do an avera, just to save a positive act, we know who's more chashuv than the other. A Talmid Chacham, a Gadol, they're greater than Stam Rosha. But here the question is, you want to have a right to do an avera. You want to have a right to kill somebody, to do an avera. To do an avera, the pasuk is v'chai v'hem. That instead of killing somebody, Hashem wants a life to stay alive, even though you have to do an avera. But that's only if you're not taking away a life. Here or anywhere, you're going to take away a life, you have no right to do the avera. Here the svar is, who gives you the right to do the avera of killing? You have no right to kill, even though maybe his blood is really redder than the other one, but that alone is not a svar to be killed. At the bottom Rashi says, Loinitein dvar hamelech litchoitz, she'tzival aratzicha, there's nazara not to kill. So there's only a svar, you have no right to go and kill. So I quote upon him, for Riga, there's a svar that you have no right to kill another person, but rather you have to let yourself be killed. And there's the Hekish, that Naram Aros has the same halacha. For Aroyos, Gila Aroyos, there's a cloud of Yaroy, via Yav. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Loishonim, when do we say this cloud, Ella Shalei B'Shat Zeres HaMachus, when the king is not going to observe and making a lot of Zeres upon us? Abel B'Shat Zeres HaMachus, if the king is getting angry at the Jews and wants to stop us from doing mitzvahs, he wants to be Lavar Aladah, and he tells us we have to do certain things to stop doing certain things. Afilu mitzvah kala yarvayavar. Even if he tells you to stop the simple minig like changing your shoelace, you don't have to change your shoelace. You're supposed to be killed rather than changing your shoelace. B'shas zero. And kiyosu rav, when Robin came, Amar Rav Yechanan, afilu shle b'shas zeres ma'afis. Another klal. Even at a time when the king is not making special degrees against the Jews. Still, lo yamon, when was it said, elabetina? When is it said that by all the averis? You're allowed to do the avera and not be killed. That's only bitzina privately. Avos hahesia in front of 10 Jews. Afilu mitzvah kal, even for a simple mitzvah. Yoharav yayavar. If a guy comes and tells you to do a simple avera in front of 10 Jews, there's a chil Hashem of hahesia. Here the prophet says, v'nikadashti. You're supposed to be mekad Hashem al kiddush Hashem. You're supposed to give up your life. Now my mitzvah kal, what's called the simple mitzvah? Omar rovo barav yitzchok omar rav. Afilu Lishnuya Arkisa de Mesana, even to change your shoelaces. Rashi says, Suroicha now.